Welcome to the Lights, Camera, Rant Podcast. Your source for the latest on movies, TV shows, and video games. Get ready for ranting, raving, and reviewing. Here is your host, Lee.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Lights, Camera, Rant. And for this particular episode, I have a very special guest, all the way in my country, Australia, which is doesn't happen very often. I have Jamie Lee. How are you going?
Hello, how are you?
Excellent. We were just talking about how nice it was to try and coordinate the times set internationally.
Yeah. We don't need to wake up early. It's same time. It's great. Yeah.
I know. It's not like, 4 a.m. your time, 3 p.m. Oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for coming on for this episode. So what we were going to do is we're going to touch on some news, and then we're going to talk about the biggest thing that's happened this week that has blown binge HBO Max out of the water. Still the discussion point, which is The Last of Us, which has completely broken the video game curse, smashed it. Before we get into that, Jamie, you on this podcast, what we usually do is A, please introduce yourself to everybody and every listener, and pump up and everything about your show as much as you want, and then just tell us your top five movies or TV shows, just for everyone to get to know you.
Yep, no dramas. All right, well, over on my YouTube channel, you will find me doing TV show and movie reactions and reviews, and I've been very lucky to reach out to actors who've been in those movies or TV shows that I like to watch, and I've reached out to them and been able to interview them, which is fantastic that these people who, I consider them as celebrities because they are in these, Netflix movies or, binge TV shows and things like that. I think that they're amazing people, and I'm very lucky that they want to chat to this little nobody, just this Aussie YouTuber in Australia.
She's a little nobody, but has 526 subs on YouTube in a year.
Yeah, I'm very lucky that a lot of people have jumped on my bandwagon and supported my journey, so that's been great. Hopefully I can get a few more. I'm very lucky to interview those people and chat about movies and shows and their experiences with working on those movies and shows, because I haven't worked in the film and TV industry before. And it's definitely something that I enjoy, but I've never experienced that, and I probably never will. So it's really nice to hear from people that do experience that. I do. I mean, maybe you could catch me on The Walking Dead one day. I don't know. Yeah. A spin-off.
Yeah. Well, The Walking Dead's coming to an end after, 11 seasons? 11 seasons there?
Yeah. Well, we've ended now. The Walking Dead is my favorite show. Yeah. That's hands down my favorite series. Nothing will top it. Which is one of the reasons why I was so keen to jump on your channel and talk about The Last of Us, because zombies, apocalypse, survival series, anything like that, I'm down for.
As one ends, another one begins.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you ever what was the spin-off show? Something with The Walking Dead. It was a prequel show.
There's a few. There's Fear, and then there's The Walking Dead, the kids one. I can't remember what it's called now either.
It was Now Walking or something, I know there was a spin-off show, but did you like the spin-off?
I love Fear the Walking Dead. The last season of that is coming up.
That's it, Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah. So the last season of that is coming up mid this year. I think it comes out in May. I loved that one as well. Obviously not as much as The Walking Dead, but I definitely did enjoy that one as well, yeah.
Well, that's good. I didn't get into the Walking Dead. I think probably I missed the boat on all of that. I still to this day remember the internet blowing up about the ending of, I think it's season 6 or season 7 with Negan when he
first
knocks it. Yeah. I remember that was on Instagram, that was on TikTok, that was everywhere, and there were so many theories of who he killed, and that just blew up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. it was that scene is probably the most horrific scene that I've ever seen on TV. Like, even to this day, I watched it probably 3 weeks ago, just before Christmas, I think, and I still cried. Like, it was still really sad, really brutal, and just totally like a shock, like something that I never thought I would see on TV, or I never thought I would watch, and I did, and it's still freaking sad.
Yeah, you still go back, you're like, yeah, it still hurts.
Yeah, it's been years, but it's,
yeah, it's still hurt.
Still low blow. Yeah.
Yep. I'm still same with an old sci-fi TV show called Stargate, and one of the characters dies, and I'm still like, why is it still there?
Right. Everybody talks up Endgame, because another thing that I really love is anything superheroes, though, anything Marvel, anything.
I know. On the back of your wall, like, that is so good.
Yeah, it's all there. I wanted more, but I was like, oh, I can't make it too cluttered. Like, there was a Hulk and there was a Thor, and I was like, oh, man, I don't have enough wall.
I'll take that one. Yes.
My credit card would be like, So anything superhero basically is good.
Yeah. Which is a good, like, one of the topics of why we started talking. We got straight into that. But mm-hmm. Endgame. I'm no shame. I cried. I cried twice in that movie, both Black Widow and the portals. Not even like Iron Man.
Tony, yeah. Yeah. I don't watch it again. Everybody talks it up that it's like the greatest movie, and I'm like, to me, it's not, because all I feel in that whole movie is sadness. Like, it's a great movie, don't get me wrong, but I don't like rewatching it because I don't want to feel sad again. And it is too soon for me still. Like, I still feel sad from it. So, yeah, I pretty much avoid Endgame. Infinity War's my favorite movie, so that's my go-to. Yeah.
A lot of people find they like Infinity War a whole lot more than Endgame. But I think it is because the big thing is it's not as sad, and it's not the last hurrah. You watch Infinity War, you know what's going to happen in Endgame. But yeah, Infinity War, even that at the ending, I still remember seeing in the theater that going,
what? Where is everybody?
Did he just win?
Yep.
And then cut. Like, that's just how it ends. There's no, except for Captain Marvel, that's it. That's how it all ends.
Yep. And, you know, that's a time when I really respected Marvel, because they did leave us on that cliffhanger of, what the fuck now? What just happened? Where are they going to go? Where's our favorites? And now it just seems like they're rushing everything. Everything's just getting, like, crammed into these, like, what, 25-minute episodes? It's changed a lot, and I don't want to rant on about it because
You're on the perfect podcast to rant. Hope with my life.
Yeah, bloody Marvel. But anyway, things look like they're on the up, so fingers crossed, hey?
I think so. I'm not doing a cop-out, but I do think that there we go. They were going to Disney Plus, there's a blow-up, they were going to do all these shows, and then COVID's just kind of just crammed it, made it more difficult, and we've kind of seen that. Because I said to a friend not too long ago, like, all right, I think we've got through all the COVID ones that affected, so surely everything moving forward now should be fine. Like, when they were shooting Ant-Man, we would be out of luck, out of the major pandemic. When they were shooting the Marvels and everything, that should be fine. Even though the Marvels is like my least excited Marvel movie for this year.
I'm not a fan of Captain Marvel, so it's always going to be on my lower end. Like, to be honest with you, little Kamala Khan is one of the reasons why I want to watch that. I really enjoyed her. So
me, same thing with me, Elliot. I'm more excited to see the new character go introduce, and Monica Rambeau from WandaVision. There is two. I'm really glad they're going to be yet to watch it. Yep. I'm not. I just didn't like Captain Marvel. It wasn't like at the end of it. I wasn't like, ooh, I really cannot wait to see a sequel to that. Like, you know, that's gonna be great. Yeah, just can't wait. Like, no, okay. It was Doctor Strange 3. But no, like, Guardians of the Galaxy, though, that's gonna be the gut punch this year.
I say all the time on my channel that the Guardians are like my second family, because the Avengers, the first Avengers team was my family. Like, we grew up, what, like 10 movies before we got to that Avengers or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, we loved those characters as a family, and they just bonded so well, and their personalities and their chemistry, everything was just great. And I feel like we jumped into Guardians of the Galaxy, and I had that same thing. Like, these outcasts that just became a family, I loved them. And Guardians is, yeah, my next sort of favorite movie. I guess you could say Guardians 1 after Infinity War. So, yeah, I love that little family as well. And it looks like they're going to, yeah, leave us with a heartbreaking end of that as well. But anyway, you should be used to that now, right?
Oh, pretty much. Now we're getting like more the tail end of all the main characters from the, you know, the first few. It's just like, oh God, this just hurts. And yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy, they predicted, people were saying that was going to be the first flop for Marvel because you had a talking tree and a talking raccoon. And now, how many people are you flocking to go see Guardians of the Galaxy? And you're going to cry over a tree, and you're going to cry over a talking raccoon.
I was just about to say, you're going to cry over that dead talking raccoon. Well, he won't be talking, will he? But you're going to cry over him soon.
Exactly right. Yeah. So that's quite funny. I still remember an argument ages ago, and it was between like DC and Marvel, and it was like DC saying, I know we can't bring you a Wonder Woman movie because the era and the time, and it was just a picture of Marvel like, he's a talking raccoon and a tree. Go have fun.
Yeah. I think it works. I love it. It's, yeah, definitely one of my favorite movies, Guardians 1. And yep. I did enjoy Guardians 2, and I know I'm going to love Guardians 3. So, yeah, good things to come.
If Guardians 3 is anything like Endgame, it might be the one you might not go back to after.
It might be.
After. Because I rewatched the trailer, and I'm like, no, you can't tell who's going to bite the dust, because there's a scene for every single one of them where they're in trouble. I'm like, nah, it could be there, it could be there.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be a bit gut-wrenching. But back to, so The Walking Dead is one of your top shows. What are the top shows and movies do you put close to your heart?
The Boys, that's my second favorite TV series. I love that. Didn't think I would love that. I just remember doing my reaction to the trailer, I think it was. And my husband was like, oh, you know, watch this. And it just looked like, you know, like, I would say crime fighting, you know, like there was guns and they were like on the street. And I just thought, oh, this is another action movie. Like, I'm totally not interested. And then they had Spice Girls in the trailer. And I was like, hold on a minute. What the fuck is this? Like, what
is this?
Yeah, I'm intrigued. And then I fell in love with the characters, especially like Billy Butcher. He just sold it for me. And obviously being New Zealand, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, no. I don't know. I just had this, really want to watch it. And when I did, I was hooked. Episode 1, I was done. I loved it.
The first five minutes.
Yeah.
It's just, oh. And that's fantastic. You were there at the start. I actually only got into The Boys last year. I had a mate. Yeah, I had a mate who was preaching to me for ages, and I didn't have an Amazon Prime account. And he was preaching to me. He's like, you need to watch it. He's like, I don't know why you haven't watched it. I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. And I was like, fine, I'll finally watch it. Because he recommended Invincible. I don't know if you've seen it. He recommended
the animated one.
Yeah. So he's like, watch this. I'm like, fine. And in the first 10 minutes, I was like, yeah, sold. Totally. I'll be watching the rest of the series. My review will be coming on this week.
I'm going to binge it.
Yeah, I'm going to binge. It was so hard to binge because the episodes go for so long. So
yeah.
I got through like 5 episodes. I'm like, it's 2:00. I need to go to work.
Have a life. Yes.
Yeah. And did you know that the opening scene for season 3, which I think everyone knows what scene I'm talking about, is getting nominated for a special effects award?
Really? I did not. But you know what blows my mind is the fact that Anthony Starr, who plays Homelander, he has not won any awards for that show. And it blows my mind. I told you off air that he's New Zealand, and like, you cannot tell that from his performance. And I just love, like, the one scene that I remember lots of scenes, but the one memorable scene from him from season three was when he was talking to himself in the mirror and he had that back and forth. And it really reminded me of Moon Knight, you know what I mean? Like when Oscar Isaac was fighting with himself. Perfect.
A great scene.
Perfect scene, yeah. But yeah, like fighting with himself in the mirror. And I just thought his facial expressions, like his emotion, everything was so on point with that. How did he not win anything from that scene alone, let alone the rest?
I know. And he's done such a good job with the character ever since the very first season.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays a prick. He makes you hate him so much. I'm like, how did he have an award? Or like, not even, you know, so much he won an award, but like not even a nomination. Like not even just something small like that.
To be
like,
recognized, yeah.
Yeah, because he just, like, honestly, how many people were like, he's got to die. It's the only way the story is going to end, but he's got to die.
But at the same time, you don't want him to die, right? Like when he was down at the end of season three and it was Soldier Boy, Huey and Billy on top of him, like, you know, you ain't getting out of this. I thought, oh, wow, like this is the end. This is the end of Homelander. And then he's out.
He's still out. He's still got away. And that is one of the best episodes, that when Butcher turns around and he's like, what the fuck have you done?
Yeah.
He's like, scorched earth.
Yeah, I love it.
And that's such a good scene. I did think that show, I was like, I didn't think he was going to get killed or like depowered. I'm like, is he going to get depowered? And somehow at the end of the series, he gets his powers back. And even at the end, even the last episode in the end, you're just like, holy shit.
Mm. Well, I thought the depowering thing as well, because obviously Soldier Boy can do that, right? And I've always had this thing, and it's a really bad trait of mine, but I always like have sympathy, empathy, whatever you want to call it. I always feel really bad for the bad guys. And Homelander is one that I really do. Like he was literally like raised in a lab. He's a lab rat. And it's just very sad, his upbringing, you know? And I know, you know, the things that he does and the things that he has done and probably will continue to do in season four. Yeah, that's hilarious. You got to admit, it's absolutely hilarious. But, you know, the really terrible things that he does, not that you can forgive them, but I sort of feel I understand why his brain would be so broken.
So messed up.
Yeah.
He's legit what would happen if Superman was real. That is what would happen if the child with powers would happen to him.
Like he's just been a marketing tool for a company. You know what I mean? It's very sad, really.
Yeah. And all at the end of the day, all he wants is just someone to love him.
Love.
Who he is.
Right.
And every person that comes close to him either dies or he kills them. Or turns out to be... And Neo, somebody, which I'm not going to sell this cow just in case.
Yeah, just in case we get demonetized when we get
that. Yeah, exactly. It's always the N word. And it's not that one either. And his son. I can't believe how that kid's grown since the first season.
Yeah.
Ryan. But you got me. If you don't hate Homelander, you hate the stepdad clapping at the end of season three. I saw a meme, it was like, in a matter of 2 seconds, he becomes more hated than Homelander in that scene.
Yeah, yeah. He's such a strange, very strange guy.
Nah. So that was number two. What's number three?
New Girl. It's not currently on, it's finished, but it's a like romance comedy.
I forgot her name. She always had her hair bangs.
Yes, that's her. Zoe.
Zoe something. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to pronounce it because I'll fuck it up. But yeah, great cast. Really funny series. And it's one series when people talk about like, oh, what's a series that you would like more episodes of? That is my go-to one. Like, I'm like, oh, I would love for more of that. But the way that they wrap the series up, it was perfect. So to be honest with you, I don't ever answer it with that, but that's what I would want. But at the same time, I'm like, nah, because it just wrapped so perfectly. You know, it was really great.
That little, nice little bow, all done, dusted. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't even spit on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I realized it took me ages to realize. I haven't watched the show, but I've seen all the promos and everything, realized the fact that she's a sister from the chick from Bones.
Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as you got pointed out, you're like,
that works. Yeah. Yeah. I never watched Bones, but yeah, I did know that they were related. And when you see it, like, you can't unsee it. You're like, yeah, they do.
That's right. Like, once you can't unsee it. Bones was good. Nothing like seeing Angel back.
Didn't watch that either.
Buffy.
Yeah, didn't do Buffy. Yep. Yeah, I wasn't into that.
It's so nice. Sometimes I look back and I see, like, some of the special effects in that show, I'm like, so 90s.
Yeah.
And early 2000s. But I knew Nigo, and I'm pretty sure it's like one of the highest rated sitcom shows too, on IMDb.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't put it past it. It was really good. I really enjoyed it. And Burning Brooklyn, that's one of my friend's bands. Sorry about that. Brooklyn 99 was another one that I really enjoyed.
God, that was so funny.
So funny. I honestly think that's probably the funniest series I've ever watched. Like, I just laughed at everything. It was my sense of humor, just dry and dumb, and I loved it. I ate it up.
That was such a good show.
Yeah. Probably the last thing is Stranger Things. That's the one that I really, I'm really looking forward to most. I think this year it comes out, 2023, is it? Or is it 24?
I think it's 24.
Is
it? Because 24 because I haven't seen anything saying it's coming 2023. After last year and the episodes are 2 hours long.
I thought that they were filming the next, do you know what I mean? The next season, so that it wouldn't be such a big gap in between, because we waited a long time for season 4.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong now. I'm not sure. I'm excited anyway.
It might be. I just haven't seen anything about it except for still reels from the end of the season. And I'll be honest, I haven't seen Stranger Things.
At all?
I've only seen the two scenes with running up this hill and the Master of Puppets Metallica scene, because I love Metallica. I know.
You haven't watched The Walking Dead. You haven't watched Stranger Things. Remind me again while we're friends.
No, I know. That man I was telling you about earlier that does the game, the gaming, he says the same thing. He's like, you haven't seen all this, and you call yourself
a critic.
Critic in movie. Like, how have you not? I'm like, you know how much content that's out there?
Bloody hell. Well, you are probably late to the bandwagon now. Like, if you start season 1, it's going to be a long journey, let's say that. But it's definitely a good one. Season 1 and season 4 of Stranger Things are really, really good.
It is on my list. It gets bigger and just keeps getting bigger. It is on the list to watch. And I remember seeing all this Metallica stuff for that scene. And thinking, what is this with Stranger Things? And I have no idea what's going in the scene, but I love that scene. Like, I have no idea
who the characters are or anything. Yep, you just have to tell me.
That's exactly right. That was it. And I think after the week that episode dropped, I think the next major concert that Metallica had, when they were playing that song, they played the scene. At the same time.
Mm. Well, he's a mad Metallica fan, the guy who played Eddie. I forget his name right now. Anyway.
I've seen it too.
It's going to bother me, yeah. Anyway, he's a massive Metallica fan, and he got to meet them and, you know, got a guitar from them and stuff like that. So it was a really beautiful fan moment, because he's a really humble guy. Like, from what I know, he hadn't been in anything prior to that. When he was in Stranger Things, he just blew up. Like, he's only in it for, you know, I don't want to say not very long, but, you know, his time on the show, you know, he hasn't been on it for multiple seasons, you know, when we've got to grow and love him. So he just became an instant hit.
It has one of the most memorable scenes, and then boom. All right. It's funny.
I didn't know if I could do spoilers, so I tried to backtrack there and say didn't. So cool.
No, it's all right. No, always spoil it. Always spoil it. I When I first started doing the podcast, I was like, oh, I'll do non-spoiler and spoiler reviews. And then I was like, oh, no, fuck it. If you're already here, you got to know everything.
Yeah, that's like my ones on my channel. I'm like, I don't even put a spoiler review because everybody knows I've watched it. I can't stop talking about it. Like, I can't just hold my tongue. If you haven't watched it, go watch it.
They come back. Yeah. I can't be like, you know, that was a really great scene with character B and C.
Oh, wait, I can't say that. Never mind.
I can't tell you that. Yeah.
It's too confusing.
I know. And it's speaking of like blowing up, just because we were talking about Netflix, Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another series that I did enjoy as well.
How good was Wednesday?
So good. Better than I expected it to be. Like, I wasn't really looking forward. No, I don't want to say not looking forward to it, but I wasn't too fazed.
No, I don't know anyone who was fully excited about this show before it came out. Probably the only thing that people were like, oh, I might watch it was because of Tim Burton.
Mm.
But ever since then, everyone's like, season two. Where is season two?
Yeah.
And she's just blown up ridiculously. And the dance. And I have a question. Did you guess who the monster was early on, or only to like the second last episode?
I don't know. I had things about both of them. Like, I thought it was either going to be Tyler, or it was either going to be, what was the other boy's name that she had a relationship with? I can't remember his name.
Shit.
I thought it was going to be one of the two, either way. Mm. But then they really started focusing on the guy that we can't remember his name, the artist.
Yeah.
And they really, like, were really pointing it out that, oh, it's him, because he's got the cut straight after, you know, the werewolf, what do they call him? The Hyde came out.
They were
making it really obvious that it was going to be the other guy. And I thought, it must be Tyler because, yeah, it's way too obvious to be the other one.
It has to be. And I thought, I was like, the guy, we can't remember his name, the kid who was the bad guy. I was thinking, oh, it's too awkward. And then I was half expecting, are they going to do a swerve? Are they going to do like something with someone completely separate that's got a big grudge with the school?
Xavier.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Are they going to do a big grudge with the school? Oh, another theory I had was the lady at the very start.
Mm-hmm.
The creepy lady with the giant eyes. It was like, yeah, there's stuff out there. Be careful.
Yeah.
But no, I was still guessing all to the end, and I think, honestly, I was pleasantly surprised when it turned out like,
yeah, it was
son of a bitch.
Yeah. I just was really shocked to see that turn of attitude even, you know, like he was so
into Wednesday. That was great acting.
Yeah, and then he's like, I can't remember the lines right now, but something along the lines of like, oh, I killed her and I liked it. You know, like really just like, with the script and just, yeah, really changed. It was crazy.
I know. And he just the, has it feel to lose?
Oh, that was it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Like, where did that come from?
Where did that come from? It was such a, yeah, just a flip. And then after he saw everything, it kind of made sense in all the lines. But no, Jenny, I think it's Jenny Ortega. She did a fantastic job playing the character. And I do love that the new poster for Scream, she is right up there in the poster.
Yeah. I mean, of course, why not make... I don't watch Scream. There's like 70 now. Six now.
Nelson, oh, nice. Word, bro. Seven.
Why not make money? You know, she's obviously the face of the world right now, so yeah, they're obviously going to use her at the forefront.
Yeah, she's like front row and center. No pun intended. But yeah, she's front row. her right now should be so after sort of roles and everything right now. But I'm glad that Netflix did confirm a season two for which we will not see until like 2024.
Yeah,
I'd say late 2024.
Yeah. I'm happy. Take their time, you know, make it a good one.
Yeah. And well, the creators did say that they had plans. That if they did get received, they did have some kind of outline for a script. If they did get greenlit, so that's good to know. So at least they're not going, oh no, let's scramble and try and find a plan. At least they had something ready to go. But I actually forgot to mention before. You know that the Boys is a Boys spin-off show coming this year.
Yeah, yeah. Did they name it Gen Z? Yeah.
Gen V. Yeah. Because
yeah. There was a few different names that they did have. I forget what they call university over there, but it was something. Anyway, there was a few different names that they were toying with, and then yeah, there was a trailer that came out, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's actually happening! Like they've recorded it, it's going ahead. So that yeah, it's good.
It's I'm glad that it did, but when the trailer did drop, I thought it was a fake at first.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, I know, so they've just posted it out. It's just someone's just made this going, oh, you know, we'll all look with the kids. And they're like, oh no, this is legit. This is cool. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And especially being in the Boys universe. And I know it's by the same creators as well, so I'm kind of hoping that it sticks to the quality.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be good.
Fingers crossed. And so that was a massive tangent, but I think, yeah, what was your last pick? What was number five?
I'm trying to think of what else I was watching. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. Anything superhero, anything The Boys, anything zombies or The Walking Dead. So I'm going to say The Last of Us. That's my next sort of one that I'm really on the bandwagon of. I'm enjoying it.
I think it would be perfect time you just change it into yeah. The Last of Us. So, look, I can't believe how this show has just blown up. Now, the game obviously first came out in 2013, I do believe.
Yeah.
And that was critically acclaimed. And then The Last of Us 2, again, critically acclaimed.
Yeah.
And then obviously the multiple remasters and ports again and again.
Mm.
Because, yeah, 2013 is when we first got introduced. So nearly 10 years ago, we got the first game. And it's become one of the highest grossing games ever on the PlayStation. So still to this day, I find it so interesting that the same company that brought you Crash Bandicoot bought you The Last of Us. How weird is that?
I never played the game, so I didn't get to experience what you guys experienced. I just went into the show blind.
I haven't played the game either.
You haven't played? I thought you played it.
No, I haven't. No, I haven't played it. I know of it. I know its impact, but mm-hmm. Big thing about the show is that after watching the first episode, I'm like, oh, I want to go back and play this. I want to go play this for the first time.
Yeah.
And I had a mate who told me, he's like, if you go back and play it for the first time, he's like, can you please stream it? I was like, yeah, why? He's like, I just want to see your reaction.
Yeah.
To everything the first time. He's like, because I can't go back and do that again.
Mm.
I was like,
yeah.
All right. Well, maybe.
Yeah, I do want to play as well, but at the same time, I'm very loyal to my Xbox. I love my Xbox. I've been an Xbox player for literally all my life, so I just can't convert over. Even though like it looks fantastic and stuff, I'm sticking to my guns. I'm staying with the Xbox.
No, you don't have to swap. It's like how many walkthroughs you could go through the entire game.
Yeah, and I have watched a bit now. Like after season one premiered, that people did the comparison videos, and I thought this is fantastic. And how
good are they?
Yeah,
it's great. They're just nearly even the dialogue is spot on the same for it.
Yeah,
and this is the interesting thing is what I was saying when we started this episode was. It's completely broken the curse. It is one of the highest rated shows ever. It's so high on IMDb already. It is the second biggest launch for a show for HBO Max ever. And I can honestly say I've not seen one bad comment about it.
Yep.
Like probably there's been like little tweaks here and there, but like nothing like this was shit, CGI was shit. No, like it's all across the board's been fantastic for it.
Yeah.
And that opening scene, actually, well, let me start. What were your initial thoughts? Which I know you have posted on your channel, which for everyone who hasn't, go check out her channel and go watch her first reaction to it. What were your first thoughts on this when you watched it at the start?
To be honest with you, I thought it was an almost perfect episode, like a pilot episode. There's another episode. Obviously, The Walking Dead started with something with a bang like that as well, and that really sort of hooked me. And the one thing is that I feel really terrible mentioning this because I know people get a little bit turned off by it, but shows that take risks are shows that kill off kids or do something completely unexpected that you go, oh, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. They won't do that. And I know that people in the game, obviously, they've experienced this. This would have happened in the game, obviously. But for us, as just TV show, you know, watching blind from the TV show, they shot a girl and we saw it. The only time that I've seen that happen is in the Walking Dead franchise where they kill, where you see a kid die.
Yeah.
You do, TV shows and stuff and movies do kill kids all the time. And, you know, you assume when you see a scene that, oh, that person must have died. But to actually see them shoot the child is like, holy, no one is safe in this world, or in this franchise, you know. I love when they take them big risks like that because it could work or it could not work. And it just shows me that they're confident enough to say that, you know, we got so much good banter in what, the space of maybe 20 minutes, half an hour with these two characters, and then they kill her off. That is shocking to me. But it's also inspiring because it shows me that they have so much confidence in what's to come. Like, these characters were great, but she's not safe. But hey, here's another character, you know, and here's another. And it just shows me that they're very confident in what they're going to bring out and the characters that they're going to bring out in the future.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. And it was, you know, just watch that scene. And I remember seeing everyone post that photo as like when he's standing in front of the military person, like this scene 10 years later still hurts.
Mm, it was like completely sad.
I'm like, oh, that can't be good. Watched a scene. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, it's just bad. And at the very start, like, I think another thing was, this is probably the perfect time for this show to come out because for two reasons. One, The Walking Dead has ended. So you haven't got a zombie on zombie show. I know it's not, you can't compare, but, you know, it's not a show like that. And it's not a fight for supremacy. And
yet.
Two.
Yeah.
Yet. And two, everything that we've experienced in the past 2 years with COVID.
Mm.
Like that, even when watching this, I was like, this is very, you know, very close to not how the world was, but, you know, no one could leave the house. The world was going, you know, into lockdown. There's virus. You know, it's very close to home. And I'm so glad that nothing happened to that dog at the start.
Yeah, you'd rather the kid than the dog.
I honestly could say yes. I could say yes. No, as soon as she was grabbing the dog, I'm like, no. Because, you know, have you ever seen John Wick?
No, nah.
Oh, the beginning of that always gets me every time. Like, it's a great movie, but this just starts just really sad because, well, short version, he goes.
The dog dies.
Yeah, the dog dies. And he goes on this vengeance, but that's how it starts this whole journey for him because the dog was from a gift from his passing wife. But I'm glad nothing happened to that dog. But even just at the very start, how things start slowly happening. And we almost, as the viewer, we're perfectly put in her shoes, not Joel's shoes at the very start, but her shoes. And we don't know what's kind of going on. Mm. You know, people are saying going away, shops are closing up early, and the grandmother does weird shit.
That was so cool. I got to say, that scene there where she was turning, if you could call it that, That scene was creepy and I loved it. I was like, yes, that's what I want to see. And I was really happy to see, I keep calling them variants because that's what we call them from The Walking Dead. And I know we haven't got to see variants, so to speak, in the show, but I liked that we got to see the zombies in action. Like we saw the grandma going at it. And then we saw another one that was chasing them. I think they're in like a, when they were running through the cafeteria or something like that. And
yes, that was good.
Yeah. And then we saw the one that was like pinned to the wall that was clearly experimented on. And I thought, this is cool. Like we've seen live ones and we've seen dead ones, if you call them dead because they're already dead anyway. But do you know what I mean? Yeah. Rotation. But yeah, I thought it was really cool that we got to see them in the first step.
I'm glad we saw all in the first episode. And just that scene where she goes into the kitchen too and you see it for the first time, you're like, oh my God. Because they're not like a normal zombie where they're just chowing down on them like they're the last meal you're ever going to have.
Mm.
It's more like sucking.
Which
is even worse.
Yeah.
But that's fantastic. And how good was the scene with the airplane coming down in the street?
Yeah.
All the CGI and action was perfect.
Mm. Yeah, it looked great. And that's what I really like to see, because it's not often that we see this sort of pre-apocalypse and then the during. You know what I mean? Like you see the aftermath and you see like the broken city, which we do see at the end there, but we don't see the planes coming down. We don't see, you know, people raiding the shops and, you know, that sort of really early stages of the apocalypse. That's the stuff that I really like to see, that fight for. I want the last toilet paper or, you know, whatever it might be.
Well, we did have that. We did have that.
For some reason. Screen, though, not in
For some reason here in Australia, when we're in all the lockdowns, toilet paper was the hardest thing to buy.
Yep, literally punting on over toilet paper. Like, what? Do a shit and have a shower. Like, it can't be that. needed. Oh, Lordy.
I know. But what I don't get is the shops even said, like, we're not running out.
Right.
Like, we're not. You could come back tomorrow and buy more. Mm-hmm. Like, how much is your family shitting in 24 hours?
It made our country look so dumb. so dumb.
I know. It's like, what are you running out of? You're running out of food? You're running out of meat? What? No, we're just having punch-ups at Woolies because people wanted toilet paper.
Oh, God.
Just order online. And I do, so come and say dry, I do remember there was a story of a guy who tried to return all the toilet paper after one of the lockdowns, and the store, the owner was like, No way. We will not accept it. Because he wanted, it was like 10 or 20 that he wanted to return of like the big bulk. And it's like, nah, you bought it. You're fine.
Yeah. Shouldn't have bought that many, greedy. I'm not going to say that word on your channel, but yeah, greedy bugger.
No, I don't know what you're going to say too. Yeah. If you need that toilet paper, go see a doctor.
Yeah. You need some help, bud. Yeah. Right.
But you're right. Like, I'm glad that we got a glimpse of just before everything went down and it wasn't flashbacks.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, you got at the very start and you saw, you know, the radio, you saw the helicopters, and you saw, I will admit that when you were in the car, that was a little bit sickening. I was like, whoa, I don't know how much I could watch just that scene. But yeah, I just seen that and then we get into the apocalypse and the little kid walking, and then you saw that he got the injection.
The jab.
And then cussed.
Mm.
I was like, oh.
Yeah. Very sad.
That's a great way of an opening. And Pedro Pascal as Joel is terrific.
Yeah.
He absolutely nailed it.
Yep, I thought he was fantastic too. And same with Bella Ramsey. I thought she was really, really good as Ellie. Like, we don't know these characters because obviously we haven't played the game, as we said, but all of the characters, I really liked them. They had such really good, like, chemistry together, and even just individually, their individual performance, not even together, I was like, wow, this is good. Like, he's badass, but you can also see that he's a caring guy. Like, he genuinely cared for his daughter. You could see when he was begging, like, we're not sick, so we're not sick. Yeah, you know what I mean? Sick. Like, nothing's wrong with us. You could hear the compassion in his voice. So, but then, yeah, when he was beating the shit out of the guy, you know, you can also see, what did she say? What are they capable of? Tell me what they're capable of. And then when he was beating him up, the look on her face, she was like really enjoying it. And she's like, I was like, yeah, that's what they're capable of.
Yeah, that's what they like, do.
Yeah, beating the hell out of someone. But yeah, it was good.
She's also done a great job as Ally. That first scene in which she gets addressed, she's like, fuck you. I was like,
yeah, 7, 8, fuck you.
I'm like, god damn.
Yeah.
But, and then I actually saw a little tidbit of the other day was Pedro Pascal does not have a show. Currently right now, all of his credits are over 85% on IMDb.
Yeah, gotcha.
Because he was in Game of Thrones.
Mm.
And then he was in massive weight of Unbearable Talent with Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mandalorian. And then now this.
Yeah.
Like that, as an actor, you'd be like, oh, great, I know.
But he's not like that. He's really humble.
He is. Then for some reason, people are calling him daddy.
I watched that and I was very excited. Yes. he turned around. What did he say? It's all right. I'll be your slutty daddy. I was like, oh, that's going on repeat.
Yeah. And texting tone done.
And my friend Tyrone texted to me and he's like, you got to hear this video. Like, he, you know, people are calling him daddy. And I'm like, yeah. I wonder why.
I always.
He's great.
Especially with the beard now.
But
he's got this. And then he's got other, how many weeks this show is going to come out. And then he's got Mandalorian on the 1st of March.
Okay. Yeah. Busy boy.
I know. And it's both are fantastic. And I'm really glad that this show was done with so much love. And the original creators came back, you know, everyone who wrote came back into it.
Mm.
And they've done that out of love. And you can tell this is a complete love letter to the video game.
Yeah.
They haven't tried to adapt it and gone, we're going to do our own thing and just take elements. Like, no, we're doing a straight up adaption from the game and see what happens. This is what I understand with video games to movies and TV shows. I'm like, see what happens when you do a faithful representation.
Hmm.
Boom. Everyone loves it. And how many more sales is the game going to get now?
Yeah. So many people are going to go buy a PS.
Yeah, I know. Sony's like, yeah.
Yeah.
They're all on sale now. But no, Pedro Pascal's done a fantastic job. And I honestly, I'm hooked. So hooked for this. And I can't wait to see the next episodes that come out. I think it's only 9 episodes, is it?
Yeah.
It's only 9 episodes. Yeah, a 9.4 on IMDb right now out of 10.
Yeah. Again, though, when you have the, you know, the writers of the game who are coming on to, you know, write/co-direct the TV series, the people who made the score, I think it was like Gustavo someone, he made the score of the original game, the 2013 game, 2003 game, sorry. And he is doing the score in this. So if you keep everything alive like that, like, you're bound to get that original fan base, the, you know, the people who've been loyal to this game for, as you said, how many years? And then the additional fans, such as ourselves, who haven't played the game, like, it's win-win, because you're pleasing the fans who do want, you know, the source material and the original stuff, and then you're pleasing us who just want a good zombie series, let's be honest. So, yeah, it's win-win. I think keeping those people on, as you said, they've got, like, a love and a care for this franchise already, so that's going to just grow into the TV, you know, world, and yeah, it's clearly working.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think it was an interview with one of the creators was said that they are not going to, besides because they have to for TV, they're not going to add anything extra. Obviously it's going to get a season 2, they're only adapting the video games. So they're not even going to add an extra subplot or sub-story. They're only going to adapt to the two games, and that's it.
Yeah.
They're not going to extend it. They're not going to go for like 10 seasons. They're just keeping it in that realm.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's a fantastic decision if they do it, because it's, boom, look. And everything looks fantastic. And the show, it's crisp. That's HBO Max money.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it looked fantastic too. And you know what I really liked about it? Because people kept asking me the question, because I'm such a huge Walking Dead fan, they're like, isn't this like redundant to you? Like, aren't you over sort of seeing everything that you've already seen before? But there's differences in the two. Not that we're comparing the two, but I really liked that in this, from the get-go, without playing the games, without anything, any backstory, we know that these zombies have come from like a fungi infection. Like they literally tell you what is happening. Like you don't need to think, oh, well, what happens if you get bit? Do you turn, or how did this come about, or blah, blah, blah. And we're exploring a cure. There is a cure, clearly. You know, we're protecting this girl who must have antibodies, or I don't know, some sort of connection to saving the world, or like being the hope for a new world. And that's something that I don't think other shows have explored, that I've watched anyway, very well. And that's what I'm hoping that this show does.
Which I have no doubt it will. But you're right, because it's not like Resident Evil. It's not, you know, it's not your typical... I would not say this is your typical zombie show. Yeah, you know, they're not as much and just trying to eat your flesh and everything. Like, there's actually... it's not a disease. It's something completely different that's doing this. And I think it was well explained with that old interview
at
the very start. Like, that sets and you're like, shit. Yeah. Like, that could all happen.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend you don't watch anything from the video games. Especially, I do know what bits that do happen in the second game. So I highly recommend you don't watch anything in that.
Yeah, no, I wasn't planning on it. And the comparisons that I've seen are purely from episode one, because I was like, I am going into this blind, so I don't, like, I had no idea that that girl was going to die. Legitimately, I thought, okay, they're going to get separated, because it looked like they're already getting separated when he'd gone to pick up his brother from jail and the girl was sort of exploring the grandma's house, or the neighbor's house, the old lady's house. And I thought, oh, they're going to get separated and he's going to have to, like, trek to go find her. And I thought that that's where the story was going. So when they killed her off, I was like, okay, that ain't happening. So,
maybe not.
She ain't explored nothing. Poor darling. But yeah, I don't want spoilers in this. I just want to watch it and see it for what it is and enjoy it. So yeah.
Well, you're on, just don't look back and you won't be disappointed. Well,
yeah, don't look around.
don't look around. But the comparison, like, I guess you just mentioned before, the comparison's fantastic. You know, that alone shows you the love of this show. And the video with his daughter, I did think that she might have not lived, because I didn't know that part, because I know his daughter is not on the front cover of the game, and she's not on the front cover or anything else. That's always Joel and Ellie. I'm like, you're not going to last very long, are you? This is going to be gut-wrenching.
For episode one? Far out, okay.
Yeah, for episode one. Yeah. So, any little tidbits more about The Last of Us that you really liked from the first episode?
No, I liked the characters. They had good chemistry, great banter. I liked that it was, like, a lot of swearing and sort of, like,
yeah, sassiness. I know. There was a lot of swearing in it.
Yeah. And that's my type of... I don't want to say humor, because it's not always funny, but like that, I enjoy that. That's real to me, you know, like real frustrations, real emotions and stuff. So I like seeing that.
If you were in a post-apocalyptic, so like you'd be swearing your head off.
You'd be so mad.
In Australia, there would be a lot more C words.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. I think there'd be a lot more.
Yeah.
Really happen. But besides from The Last of Us, are you watching anything else currently?
I started watching Kaleidoscope, which is a heist series on Netflix. That one's pretty good.
Is that the one that apparently you can watch in any order and it makes sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one. So that one's not too bad.
With, I can't remember. He's in Mandalorian. He's in Breaking Bad.
He's in The Boys, yeah.
He's in The Boys, yeah.
I can't remember his name right now either.
And people are clamoring for him to be the new Charles Xavier.
Yes, that's him. That's the guy. Yeah, he is the leader of the heist. So, yeah, that's a really good one. And I know you probably don't have a lot of, like, girly sort of viewers, but Emily in Paris is another one that I really enjoy. Definitely not for you. Wouldn't recommend it for yourself, but it's a guilty pleasure. And what else am I watching?
We all have a show like that. We all have a show that's a guilty pleasure. And like,
It's like when you need to wind down after a hard day, it's either do I go on Xbox and like kill some people or do I watch like fashion and love and romance? I'm probably going to stick with Emily in Paris.
So that's fine. For me, it's always checking on an episode of Big Bang Theory with Friends if I don't go on the PlayStation. Like, you can watch nearly any episode of Friends and you're going to laugh. And it doesn't matter which up or down.
Yeah.
So right now for me, I'm watching The Last of Us and I'm still trying to get through Terrible God of War to do a review for it to get to the end of that. Because it's a lot longer than I anticipated.
Okay. Yep.
But what if, besides those shows that you, Arisi, you're not watching at the moment, what, besides The Last of Us, what movies or TV shows are you most anticipated? Like, what do you can't wait for?
Ant-Man, because I'm really excited to see Kang again. We've talked about this so much in our...
I know. We're sending voicemails about this on Instagram. Be like, yeah, this and this and this and this.
Yeah, is he going to die? Who's going to... Yeah, we're really excited about that one.
That's on my top list.
I might go in today and actually book my tickets because we got free tickets, which is pretty cool. So, Ant-Man is definitely the next on my watch list. I do want to watch Magic Mike. Yep, I admit it. I said it on air.
The last Ant. Is that the third one?
It's so terrible, yes.
Yeah.
First one sucked. Guilty pleasure, I guess. So that one, there's a new Ashton Kutcher movie coming out on Netflix very soon as well.
Is that with Jennifer Lopez?
No, that's Shotgun Wedding over on Amazon Prime. But it's with Reese Witherspoon.
Yes. Someone else mentioned that to me the other day. I was like, oh, I probably won't review that.
Probably don't want to watch it.
No, maybe the 90s show. I'll do that. That's
out
as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that Ant-Man and Kang, that's... I bought my tickets for that just the other day. And I'm so excited for it.
Yeah. Less than a month.
I know, how weird is that?
Scary, really.
Last year, Doctor Strange got pushed back. So Doctor Strange didn't come out until I think it was end of March or May.
Mm.
And that's when that came out. So we're getting, a Marvel movie so early in the year this time around.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's good. No complaints.
No. Boys Season 4. Boys Season 4 in June.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
And obviously the Walking Dead spin-offs are coming this year as well. Oh, there's only two now because one got pushed back, but I'm excited for that as well. So they're my upcoming most wanted, I guess you could say.
I'm always curious in asking that question to my guests because it's always... It's very interesting to know everyone's taste and styles, especially with movies and TV shows. It's like that. Like, no one has exact copy. There's always something a little bit extra for everybody that you won't even think of.
Yeah.
Someone like, I like all action, yet, I like all these action TV shows, yet I watch a British cooking show on the song.
Yeah, and no shame.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, I would like to say thank you very much for coming on the show. I really appreciate talking to you, and you are always most welcome to come on Lights Camera any time.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure, and I know this won't be the last time you do make an appearance, but towards the end, Is there anything else you want to say about your show and channel? Please plug away.
Not really. Just if you're listening, and if you're a fan of Lights, Camera, Rant, then again, definitely head on over to my YouTube channel, because hopefully you might like that content as well. Because as I said, it's all superhero.
I do.
It's all interviews with, you know, actors from Cobra Kai, Stranger Things, things like that. Shows that we've literally just talked about in this stream here.
Sorry, actually, real quick, Cobra Kai trailer dropped yesterday.
Yes, yeah. Oh, that's coming cool. to an end. Did you watch Cobra Kai?
I've seen tidbits. I haven't been.
Oh my gosh, that's definitely up in my top five for sure. Yeah. That I love that, but I'm always going to have a soft spot because I've interviewed a lot of the, I wouldn't say main cast from that, but a lot of people who've been on that were my starting interviews, and they gave me like the chance, I guess, to chat with somebody from Netflix, which would I never thought would be a thing. So it's always going to have a soft spot in my heart. So the fact that it's ending is very sad, but it's also very important because Sony are bringing out a Karate Kid remake. And I
think that it's... again.
Yes, which nobody's asking for, let's be honest.
No,
it's got nothing to do with Cobra Kai, so it's all really confusing. And I
don't know why I just don't do a legacy sequel. Look how well Top Gun, Jurassic World, look how all them went. Like, why you just do a legacy sequel? The show is pop, capitalize on the show.
Yeah. So I think that by wrapping it up, you know, we're going out on our own terms, I guess you could say, you know, like Netflix isn't canceling it. You know, the big three are making this content on their own terms. This is how they want to go out, and they have the opportunity to go out the way that they want, which I'm really proud of. And so I'm happy that it's ending, even though it's obviously going to be a sad time. I'm also happy that it's going to end the way that they want it to, and not like Netflix being like, chop, you know.
All the other shit, that animated show that were like, yes, we're renewing it. Nope. Cancelled. Within, I think it was the same week.
Yeah. Netflix have a really bad habit of good shows just canning, you know. So I'm really glad that that didn't happen to the Cobra Kai franchise.
No, I'm glad that didn't happen with Wednesday either.
Oh, I think that's making way too much money to be canned.
No.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just saw the trailer drop yesterday. I was like, that looks really good. And I feel all slightly old because the fact is I remember where it just started, and now it's like, here comes the ending. I'm like,
yeah. Our time, huh? Gets away.
It does. It does, especially turning 30 a couple of weeks ago.
Am I? Well, you are. Oh, there we go. Gotcha.
No, well, thank you very much. And for everyone who's tuning in, thank you very much for everyone getting past, chatted, who's either watching or listening. You know all the fun stuff. And until next time, happy ranting.
Thanks for listening to Lights, Camera, Rant. If you like the show, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. While you're at it, leave us a rating and review, and be sure to tell your friends. Until next time, happy ranting.